absolutely. I've been on the practice board on and off, on and off. Spending a lot of time with the family. Obviously, you know, I miss the Grand Slam qualifier because I wanted to be with Claire and the children. It was my birthday, my eldest daughter's birthday, and I've missed her last five birthdays. And I just didn't want to miss it this year, you know. So I've, you know, we all made a decision to miss the Grand Slam of Darts qualifier this year and spend it all together, which is what we've done. So it's been a mixture, really, Chris, between family time and you know, preparing for this weekend as well.
Do you feel a bit more rested and, well, not necessarily more relaxed, perhaps, but do you feel a bit more mentally charged now that you've had that time away from everything, just to chill with your family?
Yeah, definitely. I'm raring to go now, and I really feel I'm ready to go back to work this weekend. Mentally charged, I am, because obviously, you know, the break sometimes does you good, but also I've been back running again now, so I've ran five times this week, so, you know, my Achilles tendon I had problems with in my left foot, which is all healed up lovely now and nice and strong, so I'm back on the treadmill and been working hard on the treadmill to build up my mental strength again.
Excellent. And well, just looking back at the year, I know this being the last Pro Tour of the year, how do you assess how you've got on this year on the floor? Because obviously you had that fantastic win not so long ago, and you know, you've had some decent runs on the weekends.
Well, I mean, this weekend's massive. It's incredibly important because you know, we all want to stay in the top 16 for the beginning of the year on the Pro Tour Order of Merit, because that's, I'm guessing that's what the PDC are going to use again next year for European Tour qualification. So, you know, this weekend's massive in terms of importance for that. And really, I mean, I've been playing ever so well the last few months, 4 months really. And, you know, I've felt a win has been coming. And when it did come in October, it just didn't surprise me. I spoke to Claire on the phone and I said, I'm just not surprised it's come, really, because, you know, I've been playing well enough. I know I've not won many games on TV this year, but you've got to look at the opposition as well and how well they've played, which is what some people tend to forget. And you know, I played Michael Smith in the first round in the World Match Play. Michael was playing very well at the time, but, you know, he's in a real purple patch of form, and he had 100 average and I had a 98. So I mean, there's a bunch shabby over 60, you know, 19 legs of darts or 18 legs of darts. So you know, form's good, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised if I won another one this weekend, but I also won't be surprised if I didn't, because it's so tough.